the bit of clipped off dialogue that's accidentally left in on purpose. Hello. A common self-help question I'm never asked is how can I learn to feel better? Hello. Welcome to episode 9 of Stream of Comfort, the podcast that pokes its snout into film and sniffs around for self-help truffles. In this episode, we'll be talking about the film Goldfinger. Goldfinger is a film about golf, hats, lasers, cars, and paint. It might seem, at first glance, that a Bond film isn't of much help, But at second glance, it offers a lot in the way of nostalgic soothing. When we were young, and none of us are now, we all wanted to be playing golf. The best we could do, though, was to be at throwing hats, but even they didn't hurt people. Perhaps you had a go-kart, or a skateboard, or a bike, or a scooter, or roller skates. You probably came home from little school in your shorts and your socks and immediately climbed into your go-kart and pretended to be on a golf course. Maybe you tried skidding or leaning over onto two wheels and steering your cart between two oncoming lorries. Another thing you probably did that resonates, is have paint. I'll wager that you used it to paint pictures, alien beings, spaceships, fantastic laser pistols. I'll also wager that you had some hats, especially... But what has all of this got to do with Goldfinger? James Bond didn't have a go-kart. Moneypenny didn't go between two lorries. Q didn't paint pictures or play at golf. Sometimes life gets us all down. It binds us with ties to a table and threatens to harm us with lasers. It can almost be overwhelming. When life becomes intolerable, it's time to take a lesson from James Bond. Raise your mental metal shield, spray oil and tacks and smoke at your demons, and eject your gunman. Sure, we can all pour paint on people or throw hats at statues, but is that really going to help? Questions like that, my friend, need no answers. So, what have we learned from Goldfinger? Well, I think we've learned that adopting a childishly simple approach to problems, assuming that each action has an equal and opposite reaction, can be a great guiding principle when you're at war with yourself. When the going gets tough, go Goldfinger. Thanks for not switching off Stream of Comfort yet. You can Twitter all you like. Goodbye.